Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show on BBS Radio. We are here every Monday night. My name is Robert Lee Camp. I'm the author of several books on an ancient system called the Science of the Cards, the esoteric science of the cards, really, because it was meant to be spiritual in nature. So when you find out about your card, when you find out about your birth card, and all this, by the way, is based on your birthday. We don't even actually use a deck of cards. It's all mathematical, just like astrology. So understanding and knowing our card, our birth card, and also there's a secondary card called the planetary ruling card, knowing these bits of information can lead us into a deeper understanding and acceptance of our life. It's almost like the cards can reveal a lot of little facets of our life, a lot of little personality traits, tendencies, the way things will turn out in different areas of life on a more or less general basis. There's a lifelong karma that's indicated, good and bad, in different areas, and there's also yearly karma and seven-year karma, and weekly karma, for that matter. If you want to know what your card is and don't know, you can go to my website, seventhunders.com, the number seven and the word thunders.com. At the top, there's a link for a free destiny reading. Just click on there and type in your birthday. And there's actually several readings you can get. You can find out what your birth card is. You can also find out what's your card for this year, which we call the long-range card. You can also find out which one of your seven 52-day periods you're in right now and what the card is for that 52-day period. There's actually more than one, but we give you a little free sample on the website so you can kind of test the system out to see if it's accurate or not. Everything's in the book. The book is The Cards of Your Destiny. And its companion book, Love Cards, which... And there's another third book now called Your Birthday, Your Card, All By Me, which these books tell you more about your birth card on a lifetime karmic level. So on the show tonight, I give a little talk in the beginning, and then around 7:30 Pacific time, we open up the phone lines, and you're able to call in and ask questions. And I will look into the Book of Destiny for indications that would help answer these questions you might have about your life this year or next year or a relationship issue. The system is just uncannily good for relationships, so feel free to ask about relationships when you call in. And again, that's around 7:30 in the evening. LoveCardsDating.com, our new website, is up and running. It's going really well. We appreciate everybody who's been on because they've given us lots of good feedback. And we're slowly taking care of all the different little bugs that are found in the, you know, this is a new piece of software that we wrote. It was completely new. And we knew there would be some bugs. We didn't know which bugs there would be. And we didn't know what things, we just didn't know. So, we appreciate it. We've actually ironed out almost every single bug now. And you can go there and you can find a match for you based on your birthday and on what you say is most important to you. You have to participate, because we don't know what's most important. I mean, we could make a guess. I could actually guess with a lot of people, because knowing their birthdays, I could probably guess and say, your career is probably really important to you. And other people, I would say your relationships. And other people, I would say your health. But we let you decide the importance of those things. In terms of a relationship, we have six categories of areas that you can rate from 1 to 10 as to their importance to you. And based on that, you can find everybody who's on the site who makes the best match to that based on the cards. So, like, for example, if you said marriage was a 10 for you, the website would pick everybody which you have the best marriage compatibility with. It's quite fun. And it's still free. I don't know exactly how much longer it's going to be free, but it's still free for now. And you're welcome to sign up and use it. That's lovecardsdating.com. For those in the California area, on Saturday, November 1st, which is coming up pretty soon here, the end of next week, I'm hosting a class here at my house. We have about 11 people, so we still have room for like 4 people if you're interested in coming. This is going to be a class all about the life spread and the karma cards of each birth card and how these things tell us the deeper underlying issues that are part of our life. You know, I was speaking today to a woman who's an eight of clubs, six of diamonds. And with six of diamonds, you always know there's going to be some financial karma, something to do with value. And as we got to talking, it became obvious what that was. It was a wonderful conversation. And the cards have a way of revealing these things, like what are our biggest challenges and where we'll have the most success if we apply ourselves. So this is what we're going to talk about in the workshop here on November the 1st. So there's still room, and you can go to my website, 7thunders.com, the number 7 and the word thunders.com. That's where all the information is. That's where you can sign up for the class if you want. Register yourself, get free information about your cards, so forth and so on. So those are our announcements tonight. Tonight I decided to talk about what do we do and what can you do when you're having a really tough day, when you're having a day when everything seems to, you know, like you say, I've had a really hard day. You know, what do you do, you know? I think we all do something a little different, and, you know, first of all, it's pretty obvious that in our country, and it may be true everywhere, I can't speak for other countries, but I can speak for the U.S. because I live here, that we don't like to feel bad feelings that much. You know, if we're feeling bad about something, we don't want to be there too long. We, as a rule, we don't want to hang out there. Like if something really goes wrong, like if something bad, we call it bad, really. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's just say for now, if something bad happens to you, it could be a lot of things. You know, it could be a relationship thing. It could be a financial thing. It could be a health thing, a work thing. It could be a physical, like an accident. You know, it could be loss of money. Okay, so we say something bad has happened to you. Feelings come up about that, you know. Basically, we become very unhappy usually when that happens. And that's what we do. And if it's painful to us, if there's some sort of a pain, emotional, or I'd say emotional pain would be the one I'm thinking of, emotional pain associated, it could be physical pain too, but I'm speaking mostly of emotional pain. If it's like really hurts our feelings, or we generally don't want to feel those, we will do anything to avoid feeling those feelings. So, you know, there's a thing in our country where there's a wholesome denial almost of the negatives in life, you know, the things that don't go the way we want them to. And I think this is important because I think that's part of the problem. I think we actually when we do get down about something, I think we actually prolong the time it takes for us to move through it because we refuse to experience how we're feeling about it. We just go into our head. Most of us go right to our head. And here's, you know, the thing that happens. Now, of course, it depends upon exactly what the nature of the situation was. There's so many different things that can happen to us. And I think, you know, a bad day, I think, at least for me, would be when, like, several things happen all at the same time. And then I begin to feel, like, a little overwhelmed by things that went other than the way I wanted them to go. Maybe somebody blew up and got into an argument. Maybe lost something. Maybe had your car broken into. You know, things that lose money somewhere. If a series of these happen in a day's time, I think it pretty much gets to everybody. Oh, I'm having a tough day. Having a tough day. So that's what I'm talking about here when I talk about this tonight. You know, what can we do? What's the best thing to do? How can we deal with this most effectively and get back to feeling good about things and being inspired and you know, being basically happy? You know, everybody experiences this, by the way. There is no one who escapes from this. I don't care how successful you are in life. And I don't care who you think anybody is in this world. Everybody has disappointments. Everybody has things that happen that they don't want to see happen and weren't expecting and didn't want. And all of us have some attachment. All of us have attachments because we're all living through our head. We can't help it. You know, we're thinking constantly. And our life is mostly a series of concepts about everything. You know, we have an idea. And it's not just even that. I mean, that wouldn't be so bad that we have ideas about everything, about how everything should be. I mean, we spend most of our life trying to get everything to be the way we think it should be. You know, we create our life. We sort of insulate ourselves from the bad things that we don't want to experience. We sort of put up protections for that to avoid those things. And, you know, we use our mind to sort of arrange everything around us to protect us from those things that we don't want to experience. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, having a lot. There's some things in life that are best just, you know, why have that experience if you don't want it? There's a power of choice, and we're using our power of choice. Nothing wrong with that either. But when things happen that really upset us, we have to take a closer look because in those situations, the things that are happening are always getting to us where we are not just attached to a concept about something, but when I use the word attached, what I'm really saying is we're identified with it. In other words, whatever happened seems to have a personal meaning to us way beyond the thing itself. These are the ones that really, really get to people, to us. Let's just say us. We're all people here, I assume. So if you're having a really bad day, most likely there's a lot of it is that there's a part of your identity that has been really thwarted, called into question, beat down. There could be bad feelings of guilt or self, you know, hatred about what happens. It might have came from other people, but it might have mirrored what was already inside of you. So it's important to see that there's an identity at stake here. That's why things feel so bad usually. Because there's a part of us that feels attached to being a certain way because that's who we think we are. So it's like, you ever have one of those days where you go, you know, you think to yourself, I think I'm going crazy. You know, so many things happened that you've lost your sense of who you are. So it's very interesting to have a day like that because we get a chance to see that we have this identity that can be, it can be assailed by external events. Like, we thought it was so secure. We thought our identity was so safe on some level. We thought we had it all figured out. But then we found out that some little thing could come along and just blow it right out of the water. And now we don't even know who we are. There can be a real deep sense of insecurity about who we are. Who am I? If I'm not this thing or this idea that I had. You know, I found myself getting in, this is an example, I found myself getting really involved in political discussions with among our family members. I have a large family. There's 7 children, and there's like my mother has over 30 grandchildren now, and then there's the husbands and wives, and there's a lot of people involved in this family. And a lot of us, we were spending a lot of us were exchanging emails. Half the family is for for Obama, and half is for McCain. And so we're throwing back this, you know, stuff back and forth. And I noticed one day, you know, I put something out there, and I really was proud of myself, and I didn't even know I was attached to it until I got back this response. It just totally knocked that right out of the water. And I noticed, I feel bad. Why do I feel bad? I feel bad because I think I am that point of view. I think I am that belief about that. It was really interesting to watch that. And I'm saying that on a really difficult day, your sense of self can be so assailed or questioned by external events that happen that you could actually feel like, wow, I'm not even sure who I am now. And that's really scary. To not know who you are and to be in question about that, your mind almost goes into panic mode. There's a sense of panic. And what's panicking is that identity itself, the ego, which is seeking to identify with something. Something tangible, something in the world of duality. The ego wants to identify always with something in the world of duality. A thought, a thing. You know, the same thing could happen to somebody like, you know, I've seen young people who... They work like crazy at, you know, jobs that don't pay that well because you can't get a really great job often when you're only 20 years old or 22. They work and work and work, these young guys, and all their money will go into a car. Like, they can barely make the payments, but they'll spend all their money on the car, and then they'll fix it up, they'll, like, soup it up, they'll bling it out, they'll, you know. Okay, so let's just imagine if I had so much of my life invested in that thing, that car, and what would happen if that car just got destroyed or stolen overnight, or somebody just came along and just trashed it one night, you know, beat it up with a hammer or something. I mean, this sounds funny, but an event like that could be devastating. Even though it happened to an external object, the person who is so invested in that as an identity would feel like they had this, somebody had taken a hammer to them. And that's how it works. This is how it works for all of us. So what can we do when we might feel that way, assailed in that way by circumstances or by events that happen? Well, I want to just start out by saying the first thing to really keep in mind when you're really upset is that your mind is now super activated. It's reaching out. You may be angry. You may be one, and your mind is just thinking of all kinds of things to say or do to the other person or somebody that did something to you. Your mind might be replaying the situation that happened or the event that happened in your over and over again. And this kind of thinking is sort of a self-regenerating process. It keeps us upset for a long time. The fact that we let the emotions of feeling hurt or whatever or down then create more thoughts, and they're thoughts of more negative stuff. And this is what Eckhart Tolle calls the pain body. When we're in that pain body state, we're now seeking to feel more pain. We don't know that we're trying to feel more pain. We're not sitting there going, I want to feel more pain. But if you examine the way your mind is operating, you'll see that's exactly what it's up to. It's just wanting to feel more pain. So if you can have this awareness to the extent that you can actually catch yourself when it happens and say, hey, I'm really in a lot of pain right now and my mind is going crazy. What you can do in that moment is you can take your attention off of your mind and get it into your feelings. You know, let yourself feel however badly you might feel. It's not going to kill you to feel these bad feelings. It might kill you to continue to think about it, and especially if you act on some of your thoughts when you're in that state. Because our thoughts, when we're activated like that, are all towards either hurting ourselves or hurting somebody else. Now, some people are the kind that hurt themselves. So they go on, their thoughts will come up to how they'll go on some kind of binge or something. Do something to hurt themselves. You know, it could be overeating or it could be just whatever, drinking. It could be something that it causes more pain for them. It could be like they completely stop doing the good things for themselves in their life. And I think a lot of us have that problem when we're really upset. You don't feel like doing anything good. The point is, if you cannot believe your mind at that time, realize that it's not it. That's not really what you want to be. You want to be in your feelings at that time and let it be okay that you feel hurt. Don't keep reliving the situation if you can help it. But if you already have feelings there, let those feelings be and be with those feelings. Be with them, but don't let that take you into negative thinking. See, you can catch yourself. You can go, oh, there I go, dreaming up, replaying, what am I going to do to get back, whatever. What am I going to do about this problem, trying to figure it out? When you're upset, that mind is going to do nothing but cause you more suffering, your mind. So you can just get back into don't just sit there and visualize what happened, but be in touch with your feelings. This will take you back to a place where those feelings can just run their natural course. All feelings, I used to use an analogy that feelings are like clouds. They just want to move through. They want to move by. They want to come through, and then we feel them, and then they move on. If we don't let ourselves feel them, they get stuck, and they build up. You know, and clouds that would normally just be nice and, you know, sometimes warm, sometimes cold, now build up and there's like a thunderstorm. So if we just let these feelings happen, they can pass through. And we can get back to equanimity within ourselves. We can get back to, actually, you'll just start to feel better without, even though you didn't do anything. Even though you didn't follow your mind, you didn't get excited, you didn't go running off and doing any of these crazy things you were thinking of, good or bad, while you were upset, you all of a sudden feel like the problem's over and you didn't do anything. The problem's over. Now, depending on the extent of this, depending on how deeply our identity was damaged in whatever happened, you know, this healing thing may not happen instantly. It may not happen in one day. It may not happen in a week. I mean, imagine if a spouse died or, you know, a loved one passed away somehow unexpectedly. You know, there's a lot of processing, a lot of pain that can come with that. It's human nature to have that. It's not going to go away in a day. So, but I'm not talking about something that intense right now. But if you did have something that intense, you know, you have to be nice to yourself. That's another component of this, you know. I think it's a really good thing when we're upset to become more aware, like more conscious of how we feel. And in the process of that, do nice things for ourselves, you know. Like if you really enjoy food, cook yourself a nice meal, or go out somewhere to a restaurant that you really like. If you really like to shop, if you would, maybe you can buy yourself a gift. Do something nice for yourself. Go get a massage. Do something that be sweet and loving to yourself. Be gentle. Be patient with your own self because you're undergoing a lot of these feelings that are coming up. So it's two things, really. I think it's being nice to yourself and it's staying in your feelings as much as possible and not let your mind get in there and cause more mischief for you. I guarantee if you're upset and you're sitting there plotting your revenge on somebody else or hashing through it over and over again, all you're doing is prolonging your own suffering. That's all you're doing. You're not helping anything. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping other people, that's for sure. Now, the most extreme cases of being down result in suicide. And it's really interesting about suicide. Suicide is the number one most selfish act a person can do. Because when a person makes that decision to take their own life, they are completely ignoring what anybody else in their life may want. They have to completely shut everybody else's desires out. And they're totally in their own suffering and ignorant of anybody else and their needs. You know, it's almost always, you know, people who commit suicide, they leave people stranded with stuff. They leave a burden on them. I heard about a guy recently who committed suicide, shot himself in the head in a car. Then he leaves a little note, give my car to my sister. Well, who's going to want that car with his blood all over it? It's really interesting about suicide. And there's a astrological theory that if you take your life, you come back, especially from a place of, you know, wanting to escape from the world. Because there's two reasons you could commit suicide. One is to make up for something you did. You know, well, I really hurt others and I'm going to just kill myself. This happens a lot to people that go on rampages with guns and kill others, and then all of a sudden they realize what a big mistake they made, and they shoot themselves. But that same person might have shot himself or herself just because they didn't want to face the trial. That's an escape. So there's two reasons, escape and retribution, self-retribution. Those who escape, they say, come back as Pisces people. That's a long story. Maybe we'll get into that in another show. Those who do it for retribution come back as Scorpios. This is the theory, and it seems to be true. You can give that some thought. Maybe we'll talk about that on one of the shows, about some of the sun sign characteristics. Okay, we're going to have our break now. We're going to take a short break for a song from my CD called Bhakti Rock, and when we come back, the phone lines are open. We have one lady waiting right now on line two, but we have other lines open, so please feel free to call in while you listen to Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama from Bhakti Rock, my CD, which is available on my website if you're interested, seventhunders.com. Our first call tonight is Monica from Los Angeles. Her birthday is March 9th, 1957. Are you there, Monica?
I am. Hello, Robert.
Hi, it's good to hear from you.
Good to be talking to you. I have spoken to you before, and spoke to you a couple of months ago with a dangling question, which I didn't get answered. So I'm calling back now.
Okay, well, shoot. Shoot away. Fire away.
Okay, so the question was, how important are the daily cards that you can get on your website?
Okay. That's a good question, because a lot of people use that, so I'm glad to answer that. I think it's a really good idea to watch those cards and see, you know, for yourself how they fit into your life. Have you been following them for long?
Yeah, and I actually do have a specific question, and it had to do with my brother who just passed away tragically this summer. And I kind of looked at his cards for the 3 days,
yeah.
And he had a six of spades in Mars, and he had an accident, and then he was trying to recover, and he had a king of spades in Jupiter, and then the day that he actually passed away was ace of spades in Saturn.
Oh, wow. And these were on his daily cards?
Those were his daily cards, and his wife's daily card on the day that he passed was the nine of spades in Jupiter.
Yeah, now I find that this happens a lot, that the dailies do point to significant events frequently. Like, you know, the day I got married, I had a marriage card, for example. Mm. And so I think if you can kind of look at them, but then those kind of events are a little hard to predict, you know,
yeah,
for the most part. But it's always good to kind of look in retrospect and see what was there when something really big like that happens in our life. So I know there's definitely a connection with those daily cards. Now, those daily cards are derived from a formula that I came up with. I searched for years for... there was actually a lot of people. A lot of us were looking at the same time for some way to have a personal daily card. And there were a lot of theories that came forth over the years, you know. I found this one to be the only one that made sense to me, and it turns out to be pretty accurate, as you've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. And I follow my daily cards every day. I follow them just to see, you know. And I notice sometimes they're pretty amazingly accurate. Other times,
yeah,
not so significant, but, you know, in general they are.
Yeah, I noticed that his yearly spread didn't show any real significance of something like this happening. But these daily ones, I mean, it was just really quite powerful. And just kind of, you know, trying to make sense out of something so senseless. I was looking at anything. And
well, you know, something like that, I mean, you said he had a six of spades in Mars the day he died or something? Or
yeah.
I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
six of spades. Six of spades always...
Not the day he died, the day he had the accident.
The day he had the accident, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I had a six of spades once in Uranus, and I had been flying. I had been flying airplanes for a couple years. But I had been flying in sort of a reckless manner, okay? And on that day, and on a day when I had, I think, a nine of spades, I forget, but I crashed an airplane, you know. And it was when you have a six of spades like that, it means, okay, you've accumulated some karma about this, and now it's going to play itself out. So my recklessness basically caught up with me on that day. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had to pay for it. And, you know, when I didn't have an accident before then. I kept getting away with it. But on that day, I didn't get away with it. So the six of spades in Mars might mean that there was something about the way he was approaching his work that was unhealthy, that finally caught up. I don't know. I don't know all the particulars. But
yeah, he wasn't working. He was playing golf all day, just had dinner with his wife and another couple, so it was a very casual kind of day.
Well, how did the accident happen then?
He fell down a flight of stairs.
So he was just walking down the stairs, and like he always does, and he fell?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was a freakish accident, and it was at this particular golf club, and it was a very steep flight of stairs.
Well, you know, those kinds of things have to be karma. There's no other explanation.
Yeah.
They have to be karma. Now, I don't know, you know, that almost sounds like something that came from even a past life or something, you know, because there was nothing going on in his life that would that seemed to match up with that being necessary. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it was almost like a completion. I mean, he was almost like at a point where he was had a great life. He had a great life. And,
yeah, he might have fulfilled everything he wanted to fulfill. And then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, everyone who knows him feels that way about.
Oh, okay.
What
yeah,
happened?
Could be. I mean, I would look. I know a little bit more about the cards, and if I was going to study this, I'd look at his yearly spreads a little deeper, because there may be something there to indicate this is something that he knew, you know.
Well, he's a Queen of Diamonds. In fact, I think he has the same birthday as you. July
3rd. Oh, interesting. Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And how old was he?
He just turned 61, 2 days before.
Oh, wow. Well, he's only a few years older than me. Let's see, so he was born in 45, I guess, huh?
47,
thank you. And when did this happen?
July 5th.
Right after his birthday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there's no indications card-wise for that happening.
Yeah.
Not that I can see. So it's very fascinating.
Yeah, it is, and I'm just wondering if I mean I have a nine of spades in my Jupiter this year, and I'm wondering if that is about that as well.
Well, you know, a nine, anything in Jupiter is usually a good thing. It's not generally considered bad. We don't interpret any Jupiter card as negative, and I rarely see negative things happening. But, you know, a nine is a nine. I mean, did you benefit somehow from his death in some way?
Well, I'm still processing it. It's
yeah, well, the Jupiter influence says that you would have benefited somehow. But that his accident happened in your Mars period.
Mm-hmm.
And what date did he pass away?
On the 7th.
Of July?
Yeah.
So he passed away in your Mars period, too.
Yeah.
And you have a seven of hearts there with a nine of diamonds under it. You have a five of diamonds. You have a lot of nines there. So I think it was big for you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's big.
Yeah. So, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's big for the whole family. You know, I, too, come from a very large family like you.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. Well, I'm sorry that had to happen like that. I mean, I guess there was no way to avoid it.
Yeah, and I guess by the end of the year, there may be some... I mean, definitely, there's a lot of spiritual teaching. I guess that's the only blessing of it at this
mm-hmm.
point.
Yeah. Well, there's in any kind of tragedy situation, there's always an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. Now, I'm not... Very few people actually take that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're taking a spiritual approach to it, but I wouldn't expect most people to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I am an ace of spades, so...
Yes, you are. And a two of hearts.
Yeah.
And the two of hearts would be why it would be hard for you to have someone that you loved leave all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The two of hearts part of you would be the part that would suffer.
The ace of spades, not so much.
Not quite so much. No, it's the ace of spades usually focuses on their career a lot. You know. There
well, that's
go.
True.
There,
I
there
do.
Goes to their work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, of course, every card has relationship stuff of some kind, but Ace of Spades people tend to focus on the career aspect of their life and leave relationship more or less as second place in their life. But you being a two of hearts, you can't help but relationships affect you more. See?
Affect me more than a...
Yeah,
than a,
yeah, like somebody leaving you or something like that has a bigger effect on you than other people. Because you're an ace of spades. I mean, a two of hearts. Because that's how two of hearts are, you know. It's the card of me and somebody else that I love being together. That's what it means.
Speaking of the two of hearts, I mean, do I look at my karma cards for that, for two of hearts at all? Do they affect me?
Well, two of hearts only has one karma card. It's the ace of clubs.
Okay.
It only has one karma card. And but you will, you don't really look at those spreads or anything. I wouldn't look at the two of hearts spreads. I mean, the Ace of Clubs spreads, you know.
Uh-huh.
But just understand that the Two of Hearts and the Ace of Clubs are like mirrors of each other. They're a lot alike.
Uh-huh.
In their life path and their energies. Now they share some of the traits, but still, the Two of Hearts is much more focused on love than the Ace of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
By a certain degree, you know, not by a lot, but by a certain amount. Love
Who's
takes
the mirror
the
for Ace of Spades?
What's that?
Who's the mirror for Ace of Spades?
There's only seven cards in the deck that are part of a special family, and only four of them have like an identical twin.
Oh, I see.
The Ace of Spades doesn't have that. You have karma cards, Ace of Spades, and that would be the Seven of Hearts and the Two of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're mirrors of you to an extent, for sure. But not like the Ace of Clubs and Two of Hearts. Those are like super mirrors of each other.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling tonight, Monica.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. Thanks for giving me some ideas about this and the relevance of the day cards. That helps.
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking. I think a lot of the listeners appreciate that you asked the question because they're curious about it, too. And it's great to hear your experience, what happened to you and what you saw there. I mean, it's a confirmation, so I appreciate that you called.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for all your insights, and the show's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure. All right. Good night, Monica.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, we have lines open if you want to call in. I do have one other caller now whose name is JoJo from Los Osos, California. His birthday is July 18th, 1975. Are you there, JoJo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did I get your birthday right?
Yeah, that's the correct birthday.
Oh, good. So you're a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you know nothing about the cards, I guess.
I went on your site real quick and did the birth cards this year, this 52 days and today. So I have those.
Okay.
But other than that, that's all I know about what you do.
And it's so interesting that your card for this year and your card for the 52 days are the same card.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, the four of diamonds. And on, on Wednesday, you're going to have that same card for the day also. It's going to be a triple four diamonds day for you.
Does that mean anything in particular?
Well, the four diamonds just means that, you know, money is stable in your life. You have a sound sense of value this year, which means that money's there, and it's not like super plentiful, but it's not a problem either, if you understand.
Yeah.
It's a protective influence, but it often does indicate hard work as well.
Okay.
On behalf of money. Okay.
And that's the 22nd. Huh. Interesting.
Now, what's going on in your life this year? What are you up to?
Well, I'm an artist, and you know, my business is going better. There's ups and downs with this economy, but I keep pressing forward. And then I just let go of a relationship a few days ago, which was another painful one. And I wondered, because you talked about karma cards and stuff, just to let you know, basically, it's like it was the second relationship this year with the same kind of woman who had been, you know, at some point in a mental hospital, you know, diagnosed with some mental illness, suicidal. I mean, to talk about karma, I mean, it's kind of right there in my face.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if anything in the cards, anything you could see would help me gain some insight as what I was doing to pick that in my life and what I
could
do to choose
it's
something
pretty,
different.
Yeah, the cards can help a lot with that.
Yeah.
See, you're a Ten of Clubs, that's your card, but you're also a Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
Where
did you get that from?
It's called the ruling card. The website doesn't tell you that. It's a planetary ruling card.
Okay.
But if you have my book, you would see that it's right there. It tells you both. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the Queen of Hearts is a mother type card, okay? I'm a Queen of Diamonds myself. So, as a queen, we like to mother other people. And you're a Cancer to boot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Cancer is a mothering sign, too. So, unconsciously, I think you're picking women that you can somehow help.
Yeah.
Instead of going for the girls that are already doing well on their own.
Well, that's the thing, that this time I thought I'd picked somebody who, you know, professional, drove a sports car, you know, had their life, you know, from the outside, everything looked amazing, you know. And then I get in there, and, you know, within a couple months, everything just flipped on me. And it was just a shock to my system.
Ah.
So I thought I'd done better, but then again, that's why, you know, I heard you mention the karma card. Something must be there. Something must be there to show me, like, you know, to slow down, or, you know, even a friend of mine said, you know, when he saw me get into the next relationship, soon after I left the other one, which I hadn't done before in my life, but I was clear, I thought, and then, you know, he's like, oh, I thought you were washing some karmic laundry. So.
Uh-huh. There's an indication actually this year. Now, the years in this system start on your birthday. I want to be clear about that.
Okay.
So this is not last year. This is this year.
Okay.
Which is July 18th. There's an indication that you are actually dealing with karmic relationship stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I really think that's the case here. In other words, you're running into people with whom you had had some unfinished association from a past life.
Yeah.
Okay. And so some of this is, when you're dealing with that kind of stuff, it's fairly unavoidable.
Well, yeah. And it's weird because this one girl, I had seen her for years. I remember the first time I saw her, it was just like there was something, boom. You know,
yeah.
There she is, you know, and over the years, you know, didn't really pay much attention to it. And then all of a sudden, we're together. You know, so it's been years of us coming together, and then, you know, the course of events happened.
Well, you know, if you can kind of, like, take that with, you know, and let that be the way it is, you can let it go so that you don't think this is how your life's always going to be or something. You know, what you don't want to do here is form a new image of yourself based on these two experiences.
Okay.
Because your birthday is a very successful birthday, and success and happiness are in your future. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that's good to hear.
Now this year is just getting going, so be ready for more.
Well, and with that too, like you said, let it be, or let it go. You know,
I mean, it might be painful at times.
Yeah.
But it's going to end. It's going to have an ending. It's not going to last that long. And it's going to have a happy ending.
Yeah. Well, and I guess my question is, like, I'm pretty good at letting go. You know, like what you were talking about earlier, you know, in the show about, you know, letting your emotions come out. Like, that's what I've been doing for days, meditation, walking, you know, doing, you know, really talking to God as much as I can and letting these emotions come out. You know, questioning God. You know, I've been letting them all come out. And at the same token, there's always that thing. And see, I guess I'm putting it out there, but they always come back. they always come back for more. Like somehow I'm going to be right there to nurture them, to help them through a tough time, when it's like they were, you know. So
See, this is good for you. This is really good for you, JoJo, because you're wanting to take care of somebody.
Yeah. Well, I can't help it.
You need to take... Yes, you can help it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've got to question that. I mean, be willing to question it a little bit.
Okay.
Because it doesn't sound like it's all that healthy for you. See, I've done reading for thousands of people, mostly women.
Yeah.
Mostly women. This is a trait. This is an issue that comes up with a larger number of women and men. They're looking for somebody to save.
Yeah.
Now, that will unconsciously cause you to pick somebody who's really messed up. Because who better to save than somebody who's messed up?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can just tell by your speaking this is what you're doing. Just the way you were talking about it. You basically were just saying it right there. I can't help it. They're going to come back. I'm going to take care of them. That's you being Mr. Savior.
So how do I switch that around? Or like,
okay,
what do I start saying?
One thing to know is this, that a lot of people who do this Savior thing,
yeah,
they like to be in control.
Okay.
See, if I'm the savior, right, I'm the big person, and they're the little person. They need me. I don't need them. Follow me?
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm in control. And it makes the other person always be littler than they really are. It puts them in a role of needing you, which means they're not as good as you. It's an ego thing. I know it sounds like a nice thing on the surface, but if you look at it carefully, I think you'll see that it's largely about being safe, because the person who's bigger is always safer, usually, you know, not always, but usually. Just take a look at that and see.
Okay.
Know, is that really working for you?
Well, yeah.
And wouldn't you rather be with somebody who, like, doesn't need you like that? Could you feel safe with somebody like that?
Yeah.
Somebody who's got their life together, you know.
Yeah.
This is a soul-searching year for you, and I guarantee you, by your next birthday, you're going to know the answer to that question. And you're going to move beyond the stage. I really see it. There might be one more episode. Because I don't think you're quite there yet. But, you know, 2 weeks from now, you're going to be past this one and moving on. You're going to be really engaged in your career and your work and really happy. And then I see another relationship coming in with another kind of unexpected ending. And then the lesson will be over. That's my prediction for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all the insight.
Yeah, great talking to you, and feel free to call back later and let us know how things turned out.
Okay.
It'd be great to hear from you.
Definitely will, Robert.
Okay, JoJo, have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's time for our second break of the evening. We do have Joey waiting on line two, but we have two lines open. And on this break, we're going to play the song Shri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoy it, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Joey.
Ram. da da. Hey Hanuman, Lakshmana Ram. Hey Raja Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Radhe Shyam. Raghupati.
Welcome back. All right, that was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rap. That's my favorite song on the CD, actually. I don't know why it is. I just really like it. I guess there's not always an explanation. Our lines are full now, but once somebody hangs up, when you hear somebody hang up, you'll know there's a line open if you want to call in and can't get through. We have a friend of mine named Joey from Long Beach, California. April the 13th, 1968. Are you there, Joey?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I hear an echo. Do you hear an echo?
No, I don't hear it myself.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I have a question for you tonight regarding mind-body connection. Now,
sure.
I just came of a 2.5 month a stressful period where I got stranded in another state. And even though I know I was stranded, the people around me were very kind. So I kept writing in my journal that I was grateful, you know, for the experience, and I was trying to turn lemons into lemonade. But my body responded completely differently from what was coming out of my mouth and what was coming on the pages of my gratitude journal. And I ended up getting really sick, and I didn't understand why I was getting sick, because I was actually eating healthier. While where I was staying, the woman has a garden, and we ate fresh, you know, vegetables from the garden every day. She's from Jamaica, so she doesn't eat fast food or restaurant food. So, you know, we ate very healthy and exercised, and everything was great that way, but I still got sick, and I'm still sick now.
You got sick
like
because of the emotional stuff that happened.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to do better, though. I have to be able to deal with, you know, issues.
But here's the thing. One thing I learned listening to Eckhart Tolle, and I might have actually known it before, but it really rang true for me, and I see it, is that when we're having emotions that are associated with negative thoughts, and if we're not really aware of those emotions, well, either we're just don't feel them because we block them or we're just unconscious of them, they will turn into physical dishealth. Okay? I think you got overloaded with a lot of emotional stuff. I don't think you could process all of it, and it resulted in an illness. And this happens to a lot of people. This is not unusual.
Right.
And I think that's what happened. And it doesn't matter how good your diet is under those circumstances. It doesn't matter how great your diet is or how you're doing. If you have a lot of emotional stuff that's happening really quickly like that, you're going to get sick probably. Hopefully not deathly sick.
Right. So it was just like chronic sinuses and asthma just continuously.
And asthma is always related to grief.
Yeah.
It's always, see, the lung meridians run right, they're connected to grief. So when there's lung stuff, it's grief. You see? Now, if you want to not have illnesses of any nature, like for that reason, just be more conscious of how you're feeling and be okay with letting those feelings be there for yourself.
Like the clouds, let them pass through.
That's right. Don't be afraid to feel them. Because they need to come through, see? Yeah.
See, yeah, I can say that. And like I said, I've been keeping my gratitude journal like you recommended.
Uh-huh.
Even if something negative would happen, I would say, well, probably the spiritual lesson to that is yada, yada, yada. So, you know, I can justify why that happened to me.
Well, see, that's all fine. But, see, you still have to take time to experience what you're feeling. See, you can't just sit there and explain it away with your mind. Do you follow me? It's okay, you gave yourself a nice little talk, right? But you still have feelings about it.
Okay.
And you have to let those feelings be there, and it has to be okay with you that you have negative feelings come up. Negative feelings are just as much a part of life as positive feelings, ultimately.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're going to experience ups and downs because we're living in duality. Life is going to be up some days and down other days. So,
True. When
we're down, don't be afraid to be down, but don't get into a mental thing about it, but just let yourself feel that. Let yourself experience it, and then you will not get sick about it. You won't.
Okay. And then second question really quick. I'm slated to move in with a friend of mine that I've known for about 15 years. He's a 5 of club, ace of spades.
When?
Huh?
When are you moving in with him?
She's expecting me like the first week of November, which starts my Saturn period.
Yeah, you got terrible cards in Saturn, and this is not going to go well. Okay. You're asking for trouble. You see the cards and you're doing it anyway. What's that all about?
Well,
you have a 7 of hearts in Saturn with a 5 of diamonds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, something happened financially here in Long Beach to where, like, I'm forced to move. I have to be out of my place October 31st, and, like, he's the only person who stepped up to assist me.
Just don't expect it to be easy and you'll be okay. You know, don't have any unrealistic expectations about it. Just be ready for stuff that you're not expecting right now that may not be very nice or fun, okay? And that's okay, because you, like you said, you don't have much choice, right?
Right.
It's okay, but just be, you know, just be prepared to work at it.
Yeah, we've already discussed our different communication styles. He's a Libra, I'm an Aries, so that's already opposites right there.
Yeah, and opposites are great as long as they don't try to change each other.
Exactly. Well, we've discussed that because I've already picked up on, like, it takes her 15 minutes to say something and it takes me 2 minutes to say. So it frustrates me, but I let her know that. And so she's like, yeah, I noticed that too. And because even my mom tells me it takes me a long time to get to the point. And I said, exactly. So that's something that I'm conscious of. So.
And you're an Ace of Clubs ruler. You don't have much patience.
But because I'm aware of my lack of patience and because I told her that, you know, so she understands that I have a lack of patience.
Well, that may help. Hopefully that will help out, you know. Maybe that will help. I certainly hope so. I mean, you guys are fairly compatible, okay?
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she's stable, which is neat.
It's just that this whole move is happening right at the beginning of your Saturn period. You have some challenging cards in Saturn.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you said, you don't have much of a choice, so this is how it's going to be, and you're just going to have to ride it out, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's that or my parents. And my mother's an Eight of Hearts, and my father's an Ace of Clubs.
Yeah, so I think this is probably the better choice, given all, you know, everything else that's happening.
Huh?
This is probably the better choice.
Yeah.
The one you're making.
Yeah. Unless I get a job in the next 2 weeks, so I still have a little bit of Jupiter period that I'm trying to do as much as I can in.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. You got the right idea. So you do what you can, and then you accept whatever happens. That's the way. See.
Yeah.
We do as much as we can to, you know, to be mindful of something that might happen. We take steps if necessary, if we can. And then we surrender and let go and say, whatever happens is God's will.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you're in a position of, that's the best position you can be in. Surrender to the will of the Almighty.
That's what I did when I got stranded, and I ended up getting taken in by a wonderful family who treated me like gold.
Oh, that's so nice.
And one of the young ladies that helped me out is a December 31st. And I know I've read your book, and you can't really read it at December 31st, but she went out of her way to help me out. I mean, she's awesome.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
Yeah, and I didn't find out until I left that she's in foreclosure. So once I flew back to California, I called a friend in Orange County who's a foreclosure specialist. So I put those two together, so I'll be able to return her generous favor by making sure her house is saved.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, good things are happening, you know. Amidst all this other stuff, little beautiful things are happening on a daily basis. That's nice.
Yeah. Even she said that. She said, you must have good karma because everybody's breaking their neck to help you. So that was a good
Well, there is a certain amount of protection in being an Eight of Diamonds, Joey, because, you know, it's a fortunate card. So you have good karma as well as we all have some good karma, too, you know.
Yeah, I need it right now. But, I've just been getting by, but, you know, I'm tired of just getting by. But, you know, I haven't missed a meal yet.
That's
and I wanted to say something to the young lady who called you first about her brother who passed away.
Yeah.
In the summer, she's about to go through a nine of spades Jupiter period, which is what I have now.
Yeah.
And while I was in New York for the 2.5 months, I started going to church, and I haven't been to church in probably 8 years.
Yeah.
And it's been like it was a great experience. Everyone was so kind and. I kind of had like a bad taste in my mouth about religion, and these people were so not what I expected. So maybe she'll find a spiritual revelation like I did. So
that's great. Thank you for sharing it, because a nine in Jupiter is it could be like a really helpful spiritual thing like that. So
it's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful experience. If she can find a place to worship with some like-minded people, regardless of the specific religion, I think it would do her some good. It would give her peace.
As a matter of fact, last week, I'm sure she appreciates you saying that. So,
one of the young ladies from the church passed away last week. She was 34 years old and died of cancer. And like the whole entire congregation, you know, they called the girl's parents. They're like, "We'll pay for the funeral. You know, we'll do this, we'll do that." I mean, just the love. And the outpouring from this congregation, like, I've never seen anything like it. They told the mother, just get dressed into the limo for you for the service. You know, we loved her that much. We want to give her a memorial service. And it was just, I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love.
Well, it's nice to know those kind of people are still around.
They are. They are. So, anywho.
Nice to hear from you, Joey.
Yeah, I wish I could make your November 1st, but...
Well, you got other things to take care of at the moment, so I understand.
Yeah. All right, you take care, and good work on your show, and I'm going to join your Love Cards website.
Oh, good. Excellent idea. I think that will be great.
I'm going to upload my picture tonight.
Oh, great, Joey. That sounds wonderful.
So all you 10 of Diamonds out there, log in.
Yeah, you 10 of Diamonds out there, Joey's looking for you, okay? Which
Line
one?
Up.
Six of Diamonds?
10 of Diamonds.
Ten of Diamonds, okay. Yeah, okay, got it. Okay. Thanks a lot,
hey,
Joey.
Talk to you later, Robert.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Her phone began to cut out there at the end. I couldn't even make out exactly what she was saying. Our next caller is also from California. Her name is Sterling, and she's born on September the 10th, 1979. Are you there, Sterling? Hello? Hello?
Is the phone not picking up reception or something?
Oh, now I can hear. Now I can hear. Is this Sterling?
Yeah, I'm a guy, not a girl.
Okay, sorry. I happen to know several women whose name is Sterling, so I just assumed for some reason. I apologize.
That's all right.
So what's on your mind tonight, Sterling?
Well, my question is, I'm an ace of diamonds, so the
sure.
fact that I have kind of like a challenge between love and work, recently I've made a goal to be more social, and I'm wondering if having a lot of more female friends in my life would mitigate or compound that problem.
Well, it's to be honest, Sterling, this thing about love or work is mostly the women who are ace of diamonds, not as much the men, believe it or not.
Well, that's surprising because I actually have had that problem.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I believe you. I mean, your card, you're not just an ace of diamonds, though. You're also a queen of diamonds. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And queen of diamonds has a big pile of relationship karma, more than the ace of diamonds.
I see.
Okay. So I think some of the stuff you're experiencing is due to the queen of diamonds, more than the ace of diamonds.
I see.
You are going to have more women in your life this year. It's showing up in the cards.
Yeah, I can see that for my next cycle.
Yeah. And I mean, you have a three of hearts in Saturn, so it looks like you're going to have a couple of girlfriends and be kind of stuck in the middle for a little while.
Yeah, well, I already have kind of like a love triangle thing going on, so.
Is it working okay now?
Well, I make it work.
It's a scheduling problem, but I'm working it out.
Yeah. Well, see, I've always had this problem, though. Like, when I read that, I was like, wow, that is me, because if I have a really serious relationship, no money. If I don't have a relationship, I start focusing on myself and my abilities and work or whatever, and I start making more money and building myself up to a stable position. But then as soon as I meet another girl or I have a bunch of girlfriends, like one time I had 8 girlfriends at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like all falls apart, and I focus so much on the girls that it's like, wow. Bye-bye.
Well, aces, you know, aces have a little bit of trouble with moderation.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
It's like they go all the way with everything. Tend to, anyway.
Yeah.
But see, for you, you're going to find that ultimately your career is going to be first.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm really trying to focus on right now.
Well, what I'm saying is that at some point you're going to get this cleared up, that you're going to know that your career will always come first, and then your relationships will fall into their proper place. Follow me?
Yeah.
So it'll work itself out over time, but you still are not clear about where relationships fit into your life. So for a little while longer, you're going to have some difficulties, but eventually you're going to realize that career is number one, and nothing should ever come between you and your career.
Yeah, and by career, you mean more closely like purpose, right?
Yeah, you're, well, whatever job it is or thing you've decided to do, like, you know, see, you're an ace of diamonds. You're not going to be happy until you accomplish something meaningful in your life.
Yeah.
You know, having sex with 18 girlfriends is not going to do it for you. It might be fun for a while, but it's not going to satisfy your deep inner need to accomplish something that you can be proud of.
That's true.
So ultimately, it's going to be like whatever supports that, whatever relationships would support you being successful is what you're going to choose. See? And I don't know what form that takes. It might be marriage or it might not be marriage. It might just be, but it will not be a focus so much on the relationship. It'll be a focus on your career.
So it'll be kind of like a value judgment of how it fits into what I'm accomplishing in my life.
Exactly. And most likely your best relationship will be with the King of Clubs.
Actually, one of my girlfriends right now is a King of Clubs.
Yep. I'm not surprised.
And we've been together for about 3 years.
And she's okay with all the other girls?
They never are, even though they kind of say they are.
Of course they're not. Especially a King of Clubs.
Yeah, I know.
We won't tolerate that for too much longer.
Yeah. Well, it came back to bite me a few times, but...
But I don't know if you're quite ready to settle down yet anyway. I don't think you've quite gotten there yet.
No, I haven't.
So, but you are right now, going through your Saturn return.
What does that mean?
Well, that happens to everybody around age 29. And it's a maturing cycle. So, there'll be a time very soon where you're going to be a lot more clearer about all this. Like you'll know where you want to go, what you want to do, and what you don't want to do. It'll be a lot more clear for you. And out of that, you'll know where all these women fit into your life and where they don't. You'll know that you'll be clear about it. See?
Yeah. So my goal to socialize in my upcoming Venus period, should I just...
Well, you know, well, Sterling, let's just face it, all right? You're socializing all the time already.
Well, not really. I'm kind
this
of
is nothing new. What are you going to do that's new or different?
Well, most of my life I've been an introvert. I've been very kind of even to the point of hermetism sometimes, like really focusing on learning esoteric things and secrets and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, that wasn't the phase when you had 12 girlfriends.
What?
Right. That wasn't the phase when you had 12 girlfriends.
No, of course not. That was like right after I got separated from my first wife. I just went out and I started having like, I had 8 girlfriends at one time and then 4 and then 3 and then 2.
Yeah.
And I kind of narrowed it down to 1 and then I was like, eh. And then I didn't have any for a long time.
Yeah, Ace of Diamonds, you know, I have Ace of Diamonds as a ruling card and I know exactly what you mean. I'm pretty much an introvert. I get social, but only when I want to.
Yeah. Well, I recently made a goal to go out and be in public. I need to make new friends, upgrade my social life. My value for lifestyle habits and stuff has kind of changed, so I want to upgrade in all areas.
Well, there's definitely going to be love in your life this year. It's a good year for a change for you. So you're right on target.
My result card for my planetary ruling card for my yearly reading is a King of Clubs. Does that mean that I'll end up with the King of Clubs girlfriend?
Possibly. You'll have to be thinking a lot different than you are now for that to happen, though.
Yeah, of course.
You're not even close to that just yet.
Yeah. So it's not really a... Why do you say it's more females than males? Because I have experienced that, though.
It's usually females, because males are usually really clear their careers, number one.
Oh. So my problem is that I just never had that clarity.
Yeah. But you will. It eventually comes because you keep trying. You know, you try this and you try that, and you just find out, well, what's really important is my career. That's just it. That's in the story.
Okay.
You'll get there. Not to worry.
All right.
Well, all right, Sterling, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thanks.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, I guess we will take one more call before we take our break. We have Christy from Richmond on line 3. Her birthday is January 16th, 1969. Are you there, Christy?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Are you from Richmond, California?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, you're close by then.
I am. I noticed that.
Well, good. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have a relationship with, I just had a baby, and I have, I just want to know what's going to happen with the father. I don't know. He's born on February 19th.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Six of Diamonds.
Yep. And
he's
also
much younger than I am.
He's also an Ace of Diamonds, I think, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so probably won't be around too much longer.
I'm sorry?
I said he probably won't be around too much longer.
Okay.
Well, because he's so young, you know, he doesn't even know what he wants out of life yet.
I got it.
Yeah, don't you think that's true? I would imagine.
No, that's true.
I'm sorry, what? What'd you say?
I know that's true. I do know.
Oh,
that's
you
true.
Do? Okay. Yeah, I think you would know.
And
I
it's
mean,
hard sometimes when you have feelings for someone to.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I understand. But, you know, you might have picked him on purpose, too. Not consciously, but you might have picked him on
for
purpose.
For sure I did.
Because you have a freedom thing.
Got it. So.
Are you coming to our
class?
Well,
now I want a relationship, and so what do I do?
Are you coming to our class on the 1st? You know, I'm having
a class
at my house in Concord on the 1st.
Really?
Yeah. You might want to come. It's on the website if you want to read about it. November 1st.
Okay.
That's a Saturday after next.
Okay.
You'll learn a lot about yourself in that class if you come.
That sounds good.
So, you know, see, part of you really wants to settle down. That's the Six of Clubs part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jack of Diamonds part will have nothing to do with that. So you have an inner conversation about that, see?
So he's really not going to be around for that much longer, you say?
Well, I'm just saying probably not because he's so young and he's an Ace of Diamonds ruler. And Ace of Diamonds... Well, Ace of Diamonds men usually like to have a lot of girlfriends. Remember the last guy I was just talking to? He's an Ace of Diamonds. Did you hear what he said? 12 girlfriends at one time? Now,
that's
you know.
Ironic that he was right before me and I was listening to that, but I didn't really pay attention. Because I have the book in front of me right now and I'm looking at it and I didn't really get that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's okay. You seem pretty aware of yourself and what's going on, you know?
Well, do you think relationship is going to come? I mean, is that possible for Jack of Diamonds?
Yeah, it is. You see, anything is possible. You can have anything you want in life. You just have to be aware of yourself enough to know what you're doing. See, you got to see your own part first. Because everybody you pick is a mirror of you in some way, you know. We all pick we pick from who we are, our relationships, see. So the more that we can learn about ourselves, the better choices we can make and the more conscious we can make the choices. If I'm unconscious about my choices, if I'm just choosing from some unconscious place, I'll keep repeating the same pattern over and over again. I don't have any choice, see.
Mm-hmm.
So the more conscious, like, you need to become aware, like, there's two sides to you, like I just said, right? One that wants to settle down and one that doesn't. And you need to get familiar with those two. Get to know them, you know, get to know yourself. Because otherwise, if you're not conscious of it, then just one side will take over and then the other side will take over.
Well, especially when you get disappointed, yeah.
Like, 1 week it'll be the marriage side that's in charge and you'll be convinced that you're really happy and you want to get married, and then the other guy takes the wheel, the other girl. The wild child.
But now when you have kids, you kind of settle down a bit and you want to share that with
them. Kids are some major anchorage.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to deal with this person for the rest of my life, pretty much.
Yeah, I hope you picked a good one.
Well, I didn't, so what does that mean?
Well, you made these are all your choices, my dear, Christy.
Yes.
These are your choices. You're making these choices. You now, you know, sometimes, like, a choice to have a baby is so huge, you know. And I admit, I made the same unconscious choices in my life, and I live to regret it. I don't have many regrets in life, but if I could do some things over, I would. And having a baby before I was ready was one of the things I would never do over again. I wouldn't do that again, you know.
Well,
I'm not saying that you're not ready.
My first child, I was planned, but this one was not. But I'm enjoying it, and it's fabulous, and I get a lot from it, and it's great.
Yeah.
And
that may be
I also
that
now
may be
want
for you.
To be with somebody and do it like a family.
Well, you know, I mean, you having that desire might be enough to have that happen. I don't know if it's this guy, though. You know, what's he saying? You know, I mean, guys are usually pretty upfront about, you know,
yeah,
what they plan to do or want to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if they say, you know, I'm not sure, they mean it. Or if they say, I'm sure, then they mean it usually, you know.
Well, it goes back and forth.
Women don't get that about men for the most part. They don't get they could just ask the question and get a straight answer.
Yeah.
There's some exceptions, but now he may be undecided. You know, I mean, he's young. How old is he?
27.
Okay, well, you know, that's not that young, but you know.
Well,
I don't consider that
to
be. I don't consider that to be a huge age difference myself.
Well, it's not like I'm cradle robbing or anything.
That sounds like fun, though, doesn't it? Let's go rob some cradles tonight. All right.
Oh, dear.
See, there's a jack part of you.
That is. That's true. Well, okay, can you see when a relationship is going to come into my life, or how do I do that?
Well, you look for 4 of Hearts is a real settling down kind of a card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Queen of Hearts often means a marriage, but in your case, like, for example, next year, after your next birthday here, you have a Queen of Hearts long range. Oh,
yeah,
man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on. I just went to the wrong year. Here we go. No, you have a 6 of Hearts long range. And you have a 10 of Diamonds and a Queen of Hearts. So motherhood is definitely in your future. And Queen of Hearts is motherhood, too, you see.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean...
I got that, too, which scares me. I was like, what?
It doesn't necessarily mean settling down with somebody. It means being a mama.
I understand that, but I'm tired of being a single mom. So
well, I hear you saying that. So the moment I see you choose somebody and settle down, I'll believe you.
Well, I don't get out. Choose somebody.
Look, you chose to get pregnant with this guy, okay?
I did. I got it.
And you're choosing to have the baby.
Yeah.
Okay. And you chose a younger guy to get pregnant with who probably doesn't want the responsibility of a baby.
Okay.
Probably. And you chose that knowing that. You're not dumb.
I got that. Now I want to change it.
Well, you can't undo having a baby. That's a little hard.
I know. Not that part. I don't want to. I want to change my actions. I want to change it to make it the right thing now. Because
Then, okay. See, you can have that anytime you're ready. You can make these cards.
That's
be
what I believe.
You want. Yeah, well, I believe
it too.
I'm here to say I believe it too. like you have a Six of Hearts long range this year. That could be the love of your life come into your life. That's one possible meaning of that card.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready.
I better get ready, huh? Got a lot to work on. I should take your class. I'll check on it.
I think you would enjoy it. I think you'd learn a lot about yourself and about some of the other people you know, too.
Well, yeah, because I have a lot of Six of Diamonds people in my life right now.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But I just realized that tonight anyway.
Oh, good. Well, it's great talking to you. Maybe I'll meet you in a couple of weeks at my house here. We'll see.
I'd love that.
Okay, Christy. Great. Thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we didn't have a break earlier. We're going to take a little break now. We have one caller on line two. We have two lines open. We're going to listen to a song off of the Bhakti Rock CD called Shiva. And when we come back, we'll take Mary's call from Wyoming and whoever else might call in between now and then. We'll be right back after Shiva from Bhakti Rock.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
Shiva, 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 Shiva.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Shiva, 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 Shiva.
Welcome back. All right, that was Bhakti Rock, and we're going to have time just for two more callers who are already on the line. First up tonight here is Mary, who was born June 12, 1944. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am, Robert. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And my question to you is a gentleman has entered my life out of the blue, and his birthday is March 16, 1948. And I'm just wondering what the cards might say about this relationship.
Okay, well, he is he's a seven of diamonds and a king of diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And you have a past life love connection with seven of diamonds. Okay.
Yeah, because I do feel very comfortable with this fellow, and it's like I've known him all my life.
Yeah.
And it's really strange. And I am widowed. I've been a widow for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
This person just kind of floated in. I wasn't looking.
Uh-huh. Well, he's showing up in your spreads. I think he's going to be around for a while. So it looks pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of energy there between your two birthdays. And it's mostly good energy from what I see. Okay?
Good. Mm-hmm.
So I see a real problem. it might be like it's a little bit like you weren't expecting it or something like that, you know.
No, I wasn't expecting it.
I think that part of you wanted a little bit of a change in your life, though.
Yeah, I think I'm ready for something.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be your ticket to some changes that you really want to have. And why not? It's much more fun to have changes because of love than other reasons.
Right. Well.
So why don't you just, just take it slow and see how it goes. But it looks good to me.
It does look good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's good news. But take it slow. That's what I said, one day at a time.
Yeah, I mean, there should never be a hurry, you know. And I'll say for everybody listening that, if you ever meet somebody and they're really rushing to get you to go to the next stage of the relationship, that's always a sign that there's something wrong.
No, this isn't the case here.
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't think so.
We're both just saying, you know, one day at a time, and let's see where this is going. It, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think it's got potential. Let's see what happens.
All right.
All right. Well.
Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome, Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our last caller tonight is from Phoenix, Arizona, and her birthday is May the 3rd, 1967. I think her name is Diana, but I'm not sure. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm waiting. Oh, hi.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now, yes. Is your name Diana?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you're born May 3rd, 1967?
Correct.
Oh, good. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm in a 9 of clubs year, and I feel like that this year has been kind of almost been bombarded with, it sounds like it's been like kind of gossipy. With my friends and some stuff with business. I own my own company. And it's been a little stressful. I feel like I've been shedding away people that are really not serving purpose in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I literally just had an incident just this, you know, a few days ago, and I'm in my Jupiter period, and I'm like, why is this happening in my Jupiter period, you know? So I was hoping that you could give me a little insight into all of this.
Well, There's other cards at play here. Like, for example, you displaced the Five of Spades this year, and you also have a mm-hmm. Five of Spades Pluto card, okay? So
yes.
That means that two out of the most five of the five most important cards in your spread this year, two of the five are Five of Spades.
Okay.
That's significant, okay?
Right.
That means that Five of Spades is like really important. And what the Five of Spades always means is change.
Okay.
It's time for a change. Like you said yourself, you've kind of outgrown some people or situations in your life. So things might happen that seem like surprising to you because maybe you're not really conscious of just how much you need to change. You know, like you have some awareness of it, but maybe you don't really know the full extent of it. And so when it happened, you go, oh, my God, I wasn't expecting that. But I can guarantee you everything that's happening is good for you at this time. And it is meant to be a weeding out process with people. Not only that, but a weeding out process with just your life, you know.
Right.
Like
now, I own my own company.
Be ready
is that going to...
Is your company going to go down the tubes? I don't know. Is your company, is it good? Do you love it? Is it something you want to keep? Is it, you know?
I mean, I have my ups and downs with it. I'm the only employee, so it's like I'm out of my home is my office. So, yeah, it can be very stressful sometimes. And with the economy and stuff, it's definitely taken, you know, over the summertime in Arizona, it gets a little slow. But,
yeah.
You know, I've been making it through every month, so I'm just kind of been chugging along. But I was just, that's why I was just kind of concerned with having those cards. Like, does it mean that I should be looking for a new career or?
Well, see, I understand that you have that question, and I can't tell you one or the other myself, but you'll know because you'll see what gets called upon, see?
Okay.
You'll see what gets called to the carpet in your life.
Right.
You'll know as the year progresses. Don't be afraid of this. Don't be afraid of the unknown. I know you will because everybody is afraid of the unknown, but try to be relaxed and just think, oh, God's got a plan for me. I don't know exactly what it is yet, but I know he loves me. It's going to be good. You know?
Right. Well, I mean, next year's cards I'm looking at, it's completely the opposite. I've got something similar to not the woman that was on the line just recently, but to the other girl where she has a six of hearts as her long range.
Yeah.
And then
you got all kinds of heart cards next year.
Yeah.
Your focus is going to be on relationships next year. Okay. Love and sex.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, I think it's going to be great. But, you know, you got a year right now to deal with, and let's just take care of 1 year at a time. Okay?
Now, do you look to your personality card for, like, the long-range card, too, to give you some sort of direction?
I look at the planetary, I don't look at the personality card anymore. I look at the planetary ruling card, however.
Okay.
And your planetary ruling card is the seven of clubs.
Yes, worries of money, right?
So I would look in there for indications of what's going to happen as well, because that's just as much part of you as your birth card.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely, look in there and see what's cooking. But, you know, because both of them will be happening, and I see money in that spread. So the next year for you is going to be fantastic.
Oh, well, that's good.
And
well,
even
if I can
though
make it through this year, then it's going to be good.
Oh, you're going to make it through this year, but, you know, your mind might try to kill you, but don't let it.
Well,
you know,
I really feel like it's been a year of, like, this gossipy stuff.
Well, whatever
I,
it
I,
is,
I,
though,
I
it's not what it is that gets to you. It's what you think it is to you, Diana, that gets to you.
Right.
It's not what it is. It's what it means to you. Like, what does it mean, gossipy? What does that mean to you? Does that mean there's something wrong with you? Are they judging you? I mean, you know, it can mean different things to different people. So it's really more about what does it mean to you.
Right.
That I mean, gossip is gossip. Women got that's all they do. Women gossip. They love to gossip. They live for it.
Oh, gosh, they do.
They live for it, and, you know, it's just a fact of life. Guys have come to accept that.
Right.
No,
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. So, but if it's bothering you, then it's probably something that's hitting one of your buttons, like, you know, it makes you afraid or something like that.
Right. No, it's just been some sensitive stuff that it really has taken me by surprise, and I just wasn't expecting it from the people that were surprising me.
And maybe those are the people you need to get rid of.
I kind of feel like I need to kind of shed them. I don't feel like they're really serving a purpose in my life. And
you might even move.
They're wonderful people.
You might even move.
Oh, with because of the...
No, you might even move because it's good to move. Not because of.
Okay.
Just because it might be a good choice for you to live somewhere else. I don't know. I'm not saying you definitely will, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility.
Okay.
The Five of Spades means everything's changing, see?
Right.
It means fascinating.
Well, I've actually done quite a bit of traveling this year, so.
Well, that's good, too. Yeah. So, you're doing the right thing. Just kind of hang in there and
okay.
Be with it. And if it seems like, wow, here's an opportunity to move and it's really good, then you should go, yes.
I own my house, so I don't know if I'm moving that quickly.
Well, you never know. I own a house, and I moved anyway. And I still own that house. It's in North Carolina, and I'm in California.
Well, you never know. That's right.
And it's working out.
Well, that's good.
Work out.
That's
yeah,
good.
I mean, when you got to go, you got to go.
Right. No, I agree. I don't really have anything that's holding me down, so that's it's always an option. So.
That's the feeling I got talking to you. I didn't see you being held back by anything.
No, I'm not. I mean, I've just been very focused on my business and really just, it's been actually last year was a very, very successful year for me. And then this year has been good, but it's not been last year. So, I was just wondering about that nine of clubs. How is that affecting things in my, does it cause miscommunication and that kind of stuff where,
Nine of Clubs can mean mental disappointments. It can mean mental disappointments, like things you thought that you knew you didn't know or plans you had didn't work out. But it also has a positive side, too, which means that you complete things, You complete.
Right.
But I'm telling you to pay a lot of attention to those fives because one of them is a displacement card, and that means that you're not really conscious of the fact that you do need to change. That's why it's taking you by surprise. You see, you don't really know how the extent of this.
Right.
The displacement card is the thing that we need to pay attention to, which we're kind of unconscious about once we start the year.
Right.
Start paying attention. You gotta be ready to move, to change, let go. That's the best attitude.
Taurus is to not do that.
What's that?
I said, natural for Taurus is not to move?
Well, they don't want to move until they're damn good and ready.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, God's a little stronger than every sign, and if he says you're leaving, you're out of there.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. So it's all going to have a happy ending.
I know it's going to have a happy ending. It's just been a little bit peculiar, and it literally has been kind of taking me by surprise, and it's very unexpected, the situations that I've been put under. So,
Well, isn't it nice that life is not so predictable? Isn't that wonderful?
It is. But yeah, I don't like being disappointed, and especially with friends. It's very challenging. I don't have any family anymore.
Imagine for a moment that you actually don't know it, but you're not supposed to be living where you're living. Just imagine this is, I'm not saying this is true, but let's just say it was true for a minute, right? Then all of a sudden, all these people that you thought you loved and everything, they're all acting different and like treating you badly or whatever. Because you're not really aware that you really got to get out of there. But you just didn't get it before, see?
Right.
There's a lack of awareness. Now, so it comes as a shock, but it was always there. You just didn't see it.
Right. Right. No, I know what you're saying. And it's going to make sense, and it's going to be clearer to me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. It will. And these little shocks are good shocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know my Saturn period is coming sooner than I want it, and I seem to have a... that's always, I know, the most challenging time.
But yeah, but one of your cards is very good, though, in Saturn. You have something to be grateful for here.
Okay, good.
Because you have, like, an eight of hearts. That's a very positive card to have in Saturn.
Right.
So, I mean, there are some other challenging cards, but I have a feeling that's not going to be anything you can't handle.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I would like to have a smooth sailing Saturn period.
Well, you know, one thing about your birthday is you have a lot of mind activity in your life.
Right.
And a lot of it's not real positive because Seven of Clubs tends to go to the negative. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right, right. I understand.
You know, it'd be good for you to kind of monitor that and don't let it get the better of you, you know.
Right.
Be aware of it so that when you see, like, you know, oh, there I am being negative again, you can kind of turn it around and
right.
just look at the
no,
other
way. Right. No, I agree.
Just look at the other way and see that there is another way of looking at it. See? It'll
well,
be good for you.
Your discussion tonight actually was very helpful to me, so...
Oh, well, great. I'm glad to hear that.
It was meant for me to be listening to your program tonight, so...
well, thank you.
And you were talking about all the things that I kind of, like, was, like, in need of hearing. So...
Yeah.
Well, Robert, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Jack.
You answered my question, and I just want to tell you I love your new picture on your website. It's a very good picture of you. So.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, it's a little bit more recent. The other one's haven't had long hair for years, and the other one's getting kind of old, you know. But
right,
thank
right.
you. I appreciate
no, I do like it.
I appreciate the compliment. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
All right. Have a great night.
Have a great evening.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Jackie, I know you're on line 4, and I will take your call very quickly. Jackie, born November 12, 1970. Are you there, Jackie?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
How are you?
All things considered, I'm doing well.
Well, you should be. You're an 8 of clubs.
I'm an 8 of clubs. Yeah, I'm like the phoenix.
Yeah, 8 of clubs, they just always get through everything.
Okay, that's great, because I'm getting through... like a big growth spurt in my career and a divorce all at the same time. And I'm moving.
That's a lot for an 8 of clubs to handle, like all that change.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys don't like change too much.
Nope. But my life seems to be all about change. So I was hoping you can tell me something good for this, because I have, you know, a new year coming up.
Well, you're in Neptune right now, and you will be until your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a guy in your life?
No, not really. Just a, you know, some friends, but no one.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody didn't show up.
I have met a couple, but they're all Ace of Diamonds, and after listening to your show tonight, I don't think I'm interested in them anymore.
Well, do you like, let me ask you a question, do you like movies?
I love movies.
Okay. And when you go to a movie, you just enjoy it for what it is.
Right.
Right. You don't, like, come out going, oh, my life has to be just like this movie. Right.
Right.
Okay, well, you're in the movie period of the year.
Okay.
With a lover's card there, okay? We're not talking about the love of your life.
Right.
We're talking about somebody that could be really romantically fun, but nothing that you would, you know, try to make something bigger out of.
Right.
Now, you can say yes or no to that. You'll have the opportunity, though. It's there.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Great. What else is going to happen?
Well, that's all that matters between now and your birthday.
Okay.
Well, we'll go to your after your next year. This next year looks really good.
Great.
Career-wise, really good. Really good.
My career's on fire.
Yeah, well, it's going to get better.
Yay! Oh, I love hearing that. It's like a dream. It's a long, lifelong dream, so.
And there's also some strong indications of relationships also.
Great.
But the main thing is the career, though. And I think that, you know, for most people, it's real important, especially when you're already a career kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to have that career thing where you want it so that you know what relationship will fit it in the best.
Right.
In life, so this is all perfect timing for you.
Yeah, it really is.
So, are you in the communications field?
I am. I'm an animal communicator.
Excellent.
I communicate with pets and their people.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Now
yeah.
You can do their cards.
Right now, I do. I'm obsessed with the cards.
Now you can say, well, your pet's an ace of diamonds. That's why we can't keep him in the yard.
Right. Absolutely. I completely agree. But that's why I'm going to, okay, so that explains it all. And then I'm a ten of hearts and a queen of diamonds.
Yeah, ten of hearts would be more prominent for you.
Yeah.
Which is, then that's where you get the career ambition also.
Oh.
You get it from the ten of hearts because the tens are ambitious. The tens and aces are the cards of ambition. And so if you didn't have that ten, you wouldn't be as ambitious as you are.
Oh.
You wouldn't care as much about career and, you know, making a name for yourself and those kinds of things.
Oh, and then this year I'm also in a ten of clubs here as of my birthday.
Yeah, and a ten of spades. You got double tens next year. It's going to be major, major career stuff. Really good.
My best friend is a ten of clubs, so you get along great.
Oh, yeah. Eight of clubs and ten of clubs, always good friends.
Yeah. That's ten of hearts, a ten of spades, and a ten of clubs all this year. That's awesome.
And tens represent success.
Yay.
So you couldn't ask for anything better, so no complaints are allowed.
All right. I don't have it. You know, despite everything, I'm very lucky. I feel very blessed.
Oh, good. That's a great attitude.
Yeah, I really, I've the experience did not go wasted on me, so.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's all that's required, just being grateful.
Oh, absolutely.
For what we're given in life.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe I will meet you when you come to the country.
Yeah, yeah, I'll see you on the 1st.
Okay.
I'm in Napa, so I'll just drive on over.
Oh, yeah, it's not far.
So there's still room.
We have, I think, 12 now, and our limit is 15.
Okay, so. I'll be 13.
All right, well, go on the website. Make sure you register, because otherwise you won't have a space reserved.
Okay, fantastic.
All right,
thank
well, I'll
so
look forward
much.
To meeting you, Jackie. Yeah, you're very welcome, and I'll see you on the 1st.
I'll see you on the 1st.
All right, good
all
night.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, that concludes our show tonight, and now we're going to move right into our favorite song off my CD. It's called Gayatri. It's the ancient, powerful, mesmerizing Gayatri mantra. Put to music. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back next week, same time. Hope you guys all have a great week. Good night, and God bless, as Ray Skelton used to say.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Vituravarivinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savituravarivinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam.